Welcome to the final bonus episode of the Productivityist podcast for the Big Ready Week, because the Big Ready is today. If you're listening to this, it's just a few hours before the kickoff of the Big Ready, and I wanted to bring one more bonus episode for you to listen to prime you. If you're already going great, now you've got a bit more of a motivator to kick off the day. And if not, this is your last chance to go to thebigready.com and pick up a ticket, because It's on today. And right now what's on is Jenna Britton. Here is a teaser of something you're going to hear down the line, not just at the Big Ready, but a future podcast episode. Great conversation. It was a joy to meet Jenna and get to talk to her. And I can't wait to see what she delivers at the Big Ready. But right now, here's what she's going to deliver to you. A little taste of what you can expect from her, both at the Big Ready and on a future episode of the podcast. So let's just get to that conversation right now. You know, it's fascinating. Your journey from a writer to the coaching practice is not unlike mine, where I was like writing about productivity, trying to bring more of the humanity into what could be often inhumane, like the level of. And then from there, I remember having a conversation with someone at a conference, and I was trying to earn a little bit more money doing this. And they said, you should just coach it. You should just become a coach. And that led me down the path of coaching. What was the obviously you're doing both, but the impetus to do clarity coaching, because I wrote about productivity and now I'm teaching about productivity. You're not necessarily writing about clarity, but then clarity is kind of why clarity, I guess, is the big question.
I think for me, because that's what I was seeking to gain through my writing. I wasn't necessarily writing about the process of it. Saying out loud, like, I'm looking for clarity on this, and this is how people find clarity, and reading books on it and whatnot. It was more so that I was recognizing the different tools that I was using and the different processes and the different coaching modalities that I was seeking out and investing in that were helping me to gain clarity in my life. And so it felt very much like a teach what you need to learn sort of thing, where I was like, okay, this is working really well for me. And if my experience and the things that I'm learning about and gaining can help somebody else do the same thing without maybe, buying all the books and going to all the workshops and investing in several different coaches and kind of piecing it together themselves the way that I have, then hopefully I can be a good and valuable and transformative investment for someone else.
You know, I was thinking about this today, completely, not really, it's more of a sidebar, but I think it'll kind of indirectly relate. Is I was upstairs between appointments. Today was a very full schedule for some odd reason. I try to keep things fairly, I try to keep my days as ease filled as possible. But obviously with an event coming up and a lot of things, it doesn't always go that way. Mainly for lack of clarity, because clarity affords focus. We've heard that before. But one thought that came to mind, and I love to dictate what I want to write into my phone using drafts, is the phrase, dismissing it out of hand came to mind, out of nowhere. And I thought, when you dismiss something out of hand, I think you're limiting yourself because you're not leaving room for something to be considered. Mm-hmm. And my question to you, especially around clarity, is how important do you think it is, or do you think it is important at all, for you to, when something comes your way, to not dismiss it out of hand because you could learn something from it and gain clarity? Is that something worth exploring?
Absolutely. Because I think that another way that I have phrased it is just that clarity comes from action, right? And so I think when we dismiss something out of hand because we haven't done it before or it feels uncomfortable, all of those are just like outcomes of you just haven't done it before. You haven't tried it. Of course, it's going to feel uncomfortable or scary or whatever it might be. And so I think if you take action, even on a small scale, even if only for a month, then you at least have information, like tangible, actionable output that tells you like, okay, actually, now I realize that this doesn't work for me, or it does. It actually gives you the clarity to help you either keep going down that path or figure out like, nope, I got to go a different direction.
Well, and that's a form of internal communication too, right? Like it's the external kind of saying, I mean, I think the key is that people, well, I'm okay with dismissing something. So am I. I think we should dismiss things. But without the consideration piece, then you're doing it kind of blindly, right? And and I think that, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but this importance around clarity and communication, like the need to have those things kind of cross over and yeah. even to the point of almost harmony with the two
yeah.
is
yeah.
so important, not just with others, but with yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the communication with yourself, that internal processing is the, I mean, it's throughout the journey for me, but it's certainly, sure. that's the beginning of the process, right? Like that's how I even figure out that I'm feeling uncomfortable about something or am starting to consider whether I want to try something new or not. And back to your point about there are some things we do dismiss out of hand. I think there are things that we just know that's not for me. I'm thinking more about those things where it's like, it's a question mark.
And there you go. Jenna, thanks so much for being part of this Big Ready Week, these bonus episodes, and thanks for joining me at the Big Ready. I hope to see you today at the Big Ready. It's kicking off in just a few hours' time. If you don't have your ticket yet, go to thebigready.com. It's just $99. Remember, you get all the recordings of the keynotes, panels, and workshops. So if you can't be there live for all of it, know that you can get the recordings access anytime in the future. We've got some amazing keynotes. Everybody you've heard from this week is presenting in some way, shape, or form at this event. I'm really excited. Look, I got to get going. I got to pump myself up even more because we're on in just a few hours. So thanks so much for taking the time. Again, go to thebigready.com. Now is your last chance. Pick up your ticket now. And I hope to see you there, both at the you know, the closing party, the midnight momentum session. And if you're so inclined, pony up and get the VIP option to have the workshop with me for just $299 that gets you access to the Big Ready and the workshop. So again, head to thebigready.com. I hope to see you there. Tomorrow we've got another regular episode. We return to our regular scheduled programming because we've got a really special guest tomorrow. Somebody who there was no intention of having this person on the podcast because I didn't even know it was possible. And I'm excited that he's joining us. So again, if you're a regular podcast listener, we're resuming our regular weekly schedule. Thanks for being part of this week of bonus episodes. Tomorrow, we're right back at it with our usual every week cadence. But tomorrow, that's what happens. Today, the cadence is off the charts because the Big Ready is happening. Until tomorrow, until next time, until the Big Ready, if I'm going to see you there. This is Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivityist podcast and the Big Ready, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. And I will see you at the Big Ready.